people that left the city and went downtown to spend the summer with their grandmother. And while they were downtown, their grandmother took them to church. And they messed around and got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing go.
the negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going.
For your goodness, I thank you for your kindness, I thank you for your mercy, I thank you for your healing power, I thank you for your delivering power, I just thank you this morning, Father God. Brothers and sisters, hold on. I got something to say this morning.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go. You in your car. You at the house. On your job. Be encouraged, boo. Come on. A long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
In the chat room for me. Olitha, if you're on here, if you're on the blog talk, I need you to press 1. I got a question for you this morning. Can somebody post Psalm 110, verse 3 in the chat room? Great. Great, 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 great. Psalm 110, verse 3. Thank you. Olitha, I'm going to press 1. Talk to me this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Listen to me for a second. I had an angel visit me about 2 o'clock this morning, and the angel manifested power, and I have not seen this angel since I left. The last time I saw this angel was in St. Petersburg, Florida. And when I saw this angel, it was time for me to move from St. Petersburg up to Hudson and Crystal Springs, Florida area. And so I looked at the angel this morning and I said, like, why are you here? Now, you got to understand 2 things. I used to see this angel. I stopped seeing this angel when I started helping Jose. I never saw the angel again. And so the angel said, I'm here because of Psalms 110:3. Okay. And the angel said, you've been talking all day. You've been talking today. But I got something for you to do. I said, to whom am I speaking with, please? He said, it's Gabriel, messenger angel. I said, okay, what you want me to do? He said, I want you to do what God anointed you to do in Psalms 110:3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. He said, now, feel your body. He said, remember all those different things you got hit with while Jose was around you? I said, yeah. He said, they're all gone. God completely healed you. I said, what about my chest? He said, that's coming. Don't worry about it. Remember, he cured you. He didn't heal you. He cured you. I said, okay. He said, Erica Joseph Shepherd, you are to overcome just as Jesus overcame. He said, we. He didn't say me. He said, we are not of this world. He said, God sent you, Jesus, to show you how to live. I said, yeah. He said, and what did Jesus say to you, Erica? I said, truly, angel, I don't know. At this point, you know, tell me. He said, Jesus said, follow me, which means to live as he lived. I said, okay. He said, now your friend, Olitha, got a house down there. He said, Erica, ain't nobody touching the ghetto. He said, ain't nobody bringing the manifestation of my power in the inner city. He said, they have become oblivious to the poor, Erica. I said, I mean, that thing shook me up, stood me up from a laying down, straight up position. I said, what you want me to do? He said, get a pen and paper. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. Not what I want you to do, what you're going to do. I said, okay. He said, in the morning, you're going to call your friend Olitha. And you're going to tell Olitha, God have need of her parents' house. Olitha?
Uh-huh.
God have need of your parents' house. Will you loan me your parents' house for 30 days?
I certainly will.
I'm going to come to your parents' house, and I'm going to sit down in the name of Jesus and stand up in the
name of Jesus.
And I'm going to run one-on-one personal revivals for 30 days.
Praise God. Amen.
Gabriel said,
Thank you, Lord.
Will be with you. I said, in what manner? He said, I'm going to be with you, and the angel breakthrough is going to be with you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
He said, you don't have to do nothing. He said, in the morning, you call Olita. You tell her, the Lord have need of her parents' house for 30 days.
Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus.
He said,
Thank you, Jesus. Now you go over there to Baltimore.
He said, you done told them I was going to bring revival to Baltimore, Erica, but you didn't know I was going to use you. I said, well, thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord. He said, watch what I do where the people need it the most. He said, they're without hope, Erica. He said, they think God has forgotten them in the inner cities. But you and me and Breakthrough gonna show them that I am yet alive. So I need to borrow your house for 30 days.
Amen. Welcome to it.
Give it to God.
I'll make it ready.
Give it to God right now.
Yes. You can have it, Lord. I give it to you, Lord.
Look out, Baltimore.
Give it all to you.
You see, God
showed me,
Gabriel showed me a map. At the top of the map, it goes all the way down to the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia. He showed me there. You got to go. He showed me what part of Virginia I got to hit. But first of all, I'm going into Baltimore, Maryland, and Satan is going to back up, and he's going to lose that territory in the name of Jesus.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
As soon as you get it ready,
I'll be
getting my end ready.
I'm going to get it ready starting today.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. That angel said, Erica, follow Jesus like you've been doing.
Thank you, God.
He said, keep Jesus' commandments like you've been doing. He said, and you're going to overcome just as Jesus overcame.
Yes,
he said, you're not of the world. I'm not of the world. We're not of the world. He said, God did not sanctify his children to be like the world. I said, thank you. Where that angel started, just lighten up the whole room.
Thank you, Lord.
I said, I'm only God. I knew he had an assignment for me. I knew, but you see, we have to learn to wait on God. You think you know. You think you know, but you don't know. And none of
Amen.
Us know until God tells us. Now, how do you know how your mama would be feeling right now to know an angel sent me to tell you to unloose that house her and her daddy built for y'all, for him? How you feeling right now, Olita?
She be feeling mighty fine and praising God. Thank you, Lord. That's amazing, Erica. That's amazing to me.
He said, I'm going to reach them from Philadelphia. They're going to come.
My God.
Baltimore. He said, because what I'm going to deposit right there can't be gotten nowhere else.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He said, do you remember all those years you cried out to me and I delivered all those drug addicts? He said, your husband is perfect proof. Brother Joe, come here a minute. They don't hear
you
talk.
Thank you, Lord.
They don't know nothing about your life. When it was time for Brother Joe, God sent me to get him. I got a wonderful life in Christ. Come over here. Tell these people about your life just a little bit. How God delivered you from drug addiction for how many years?
15.
Did you hear that? 15 years. But God sent me after him. God had his pastor send for me. How many men got delivered that you used to see? Drug addicts, pimps.
40 to 50.
This is every son.
My Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I've been just sitting listening.
I've been praying for this neighborhood, and Lord, look at you.
I ain't never been scared. I brought the prayer meeting in front of the crack house, didn't I, Brother Joe?
Yeah.
Brother Joe tried to hide from me.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Joe used to be the guy with the gun at the door in the crack house. They asked Brother Joe, who are them women out there? Brother Joe said, I don't know. I ain't never seen them before. And I'm out there. Brother Joe, get saved in the name of Jesus. Brother Joe closing the curtain. How long after that did you tell them? They don't know your story.
Well,
they don't know you used to be an old blues musician.
Right.
His mom was a blues singer that owned a restaurant. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was just hometown was Oakland, California. And I just got to the point where my pastor, Pastor Shear, had called Sister Erica to come help at the man's home. So when she came, she had a couple of gangbangers with the Crips and Bloods. And where we live, there's none of that. So he told us to come to the meeting, closed everything down, and Sister Erica began to minister to about 40, 50 guys and told them their stories. And it was fantastic because I had never seen anything like it.
They got scared of me. They got scared of me. God saved all of them but one. He jumped off the, what was that? He jumped off the Bay Bridge and killed himself. See, that's what happens when the real anointing shows up. Have you done any kind of drugs? What, it's been 45 years now. Have you ever done any more drugs?
No.
God delivered people instantly.
Amen. Yes, he do. Yes, he do.
And
yes,
God
going
to deliver people in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, God, this is a ripe area. It's ripe. It's ripe.
That's why God kept you there, sister.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
And then, you want to say anything else?
No.
You sure? They don't know what a mean, nasty character you used to be. God save Brother Joe. God save me. God wants to save some of your children too.
That's nice.
While he's getting that house ready for me, I want to train. I only want to train six people. Six. Only to be seven. I'm going to train seven people, but I'm going to leave you trained.
Thank you, God.
I know where my assignment is. Even showed it to me on a map. So you're going to work between here and here.
Thank you, God.
It's going to work all the way over to that Atlantic Ocean, all the way back over here to Looked like I-81, all the way up, but the big emphasis, God loves Baltimore, Maryland.
Thank you, Lord.
He always
in
has.
Your old age. Yes, Lord. That's what he said. In your old age.
And the biblical and the scripture gave me two scriptures. One, he said, when you call Olita and you tell her I have need for that house. The Lord has need for that house.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I said, yes, Lord. That's the same thing you told the disciples when you told them go look and they're gonna find an ass and a coat tied in front of the house, and if anybody say anything to them, to tell them that the Lord had need of this ass and this coat. And what happened?
Yes,
the next thing was Jesus' triumphal ride into what? Jerusalem.
Thank you, God.
You see, brothers and sisters, I cut my teeth on missions. And God knows all he had to do is give me the next missionary assignment. I ain't coming up there to live. I'm coming up there to bring life so that others can live. So that others can have an abundant life. I'm coming up there because somebody's grandma and somebody's mama done prayed me up there.
Thank you,
and
God.
That's why the enemy hit me like he hit me. But he didn't know. One thing I know, that the way up is down. See, when the devil hit me, I take it to Jesus. I don't understand it. I don't have to. God ain't called me to understand nothing. He called me to be obedient. I'm on my way. You get it ready. I'm going to train 6 people. Now, don't call me. I'm talking about you one. God, I told you God sent the angel this morning. The angel already knows who they are. You've already been identified. And I don't want no cowards. I don't want no liars with me. And I don't want no hypocrites with me. I don't want no deceivers with me. I got a job to do, and it will be done. In the name of Jesus. Yes. By the power of God's own Holy Ghost. And guess what? It's going to come out of a house church. Out of a house church.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
See, some of y'all have never seen the power of a house church. No, I didn't meet Brother Joe in a house church. Brother Joe Church, Pastor Billy Sheard, Pastor Billy Sheard, Brother Joe Pastor, is now the pride and the, what you call him? Anyway, he's over the whole Church of God in Christ. Pastor Sheard, you know, Karen Clark Sheard, husband, Kiki Sheard, daddy and mama. Brothers and sisters, some of you don't know who God has among you. And some of us don't brag. We only boast in Christ. And that's why that devil get jealous and crazy. But let me tell you something. Only what you do for Christ will last. All that lying, deception, deceiving, God ain't in it. But I'm going to tell you, in Baltimore, Maryland, you're going to see heaven come to earth.
Y'all ready to go to church? Come on, put them hands together. Come on, let's go to church. Y'all don't want to go no church with me.
tell you, I done led about maybe a good 600-700 cholos to the Lord too. You hear what I'm saying? I done led, I don't know how many Koreans, Japanese, Taiwanese, Filipinos, one nation under God. Brothers and sisters, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. God is not weak, and God, by no stretch of the imagination, needs only one or two people. Lady called me up. She say, Dr. Erica, she said, you can have my chair. I was feeling bad at that moment. I said, what? I'm thinking to myself, here I am almost dying. This woman going to call me up about a stinking chair. She said, I said, wait a minute. Let me tell you something. I said, them chairs stacked up here in the sanctuary. I said, I don't feel and haven't felt good enough to box them up and ship them up. I said, but let me tell you this. It's your chair. When I feel good enough and God gives me the what to do, I said, sister, that's your chair. I don't want it back. What I'm going to do with it? The chair is a point of contact. The thing for me was to get in the car, drive 4,000 miles, and bring them back here in the name of Jesus. You see, it was just a test. It was just a test. What is God testing, brothers and sisters? Your faith in him.
Y'all ready to go to church, man?
Bible says in the book of Luke, he sent his disciples out two by two in every place that he was to come. He said he sent them out two by two before himself in every place he was to come. Well, who is your two? Erica Shepherd and Joseph Shepherd. It's always been those two.
Don't you give up your faith now.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Olisa, for hanging in there.
You're welcome. Praise God, you're welcome. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Another Azuzu Street. Yes, Lord. Another Azuzu. Greater than Azuzu. Oh, God. Resurrection time. Resurrection time. Hallelujah.
Else y'all need to know about me. You see, I don't chase. Listen, I don't chase after miracles. Miracles follow me. I'm gonna repeat that because some of you didn't get it. I don't chase after miracles. Miracles follow me. And they should be following the Christ in you. You see, there ain't nothing the devil got I'm afraid of. My only fear in life it's not pleasing God. And make no mistake about it, wherever we go, my microphones, my soundboard, Blog Talk Radio, and Spreaker is going with us. And I will be podcasting live. I said live in the name of Jesus. Proclaiming to the world. The devil is defeated, and Jesus is alive. God, I wanna be
these mountains, these giants will fall at a single word. In your name, in your strength, I'm more than a conqueror.
Olita, all I'm going to need is, I need the phone company. I'm going to have to put a phone in. I need the electricity.
Okay. Oh, the electricity is on.
Wait a minute.
The electricity is on.
Hold on.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who would have thought? God, you're amazing, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you.
Jesus in my life.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I've got it. The Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Brothers and sisters, revival.
Yes.
The angel Gabriel and the angel breakthrough. They're already there. I will meet them there. Jesus is
already there.
I will meet him there. And I might meet some of you there. But it doesn't really matter.
Thank you, Lord.
Because there's no distance in the spirit realm. And God is concerned about those areas where y'all planted those Bibles. You see?
Oh,
God,
Jesus, yes.
Never does anything without a purpose. Where did you plant your Bible at, Olita? Tell them where you
right
planted
in the front
Bible.
Of my, right in the front of my door under that tree. That's
where is Jesus
planted
coming?
That Bible.
Where is Jesus coming? Right down the street.
That's right. Seven doors down. Revival haven't hit Baltimore since the 60s. Real revival.
It's on the way. It's on the way.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Got it.
Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Olita, do we need to bring a bed? Do we need to, what about?
It's nothing in that house but a stove, the stove and the kitchen set.
There's no refrigerator? That's okay.
I'm going to get a refrigerator.
I'm going to get a refrigerator. Okay.
Yeah, but I had purpose in my heart to get one because the other one went up on me. And I said I was going to put a refrigerator in there, but the electricity is on, the water is on.
Thank you. So all I need
the
is
guys
what,
was working.
All I need is some folded chairs.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I'm gonna see what I'm gonna get it together.
Salvation, deliverance, healing, revival.
Yes,
come
Lord.
Baltimore.
Resurrection time. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
A restless generation, we're turning over every stone, hoping to find salvation in a world that's left us cold. Can we get back to the altar, back to the arms of our first love? There's only one way to the Father, and he's calling out to us. To the captive, it looks like freedom. To the old man, it feels like home. To the skeptic, it might sound crazy to believe in a God who loves. In a world where our hearts are breaking, and we're lost in the mess we made, like a blind man. It's the good news for us all. It's greater than religion. It's the power of the cross. So can we get back to the altar, back to the arms of our first love? There's only one way to the Father, and he's calling out to us. To the enemy, it looks like freedom. To the open, it feels like home. It must sound crazy to believe in a God who loves. In a world where our hearts are breaking and we're lost in the mess we made, like a blinded light in the dead of night, the gospel, the gospel that makes a way.
The amazing news of the gospel is not that we can receive Jesus into our lives, but that he's already received us into his.
In my heart. own life, it means forgiveness when I know I deserve the fall. It called me out of my darkness and carried me to the cross.
This morning, I say to our Father,
yes,
and
Lord.
I say, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sending those angels. Thank you for positioning them right now. And Lord God, I come into agreement with your word that says, thy will be done.
Yes, hallelujah. I agree, Lord.
As it is in
heaven. Mm-hmm. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
See y'all tomorrow.
Amen. Praise God.